Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, we're going to peek for the week. Corey Rosen is, I think he's got two movies he's reviewing.
That's correct. He does. It's the first one, which is
Onward, the new Pixar. So that opens this weekend. Well, there's some, well, I guess, you know, if you want to go to the movie theater, you can go.
Yeah.
And Extraordinary.
That's the name of it?
Yeah, that's the name of the movie that he's going to review.
Oh, well, I can't wait to hear about it. Is it sci-fi? Sounds kind of like it.
I know nothing about it.
Fantasy, though. Anyway, Corey Rosen coming in at about 9:15, Vinny.
What's up, everyone? This house report is brought to you by Radio.com. Radio.com is an app.
Free.
That allows you to bring your favorite radio station wherever you go.
Us.
Right. So you get the app, Radio.com, and then you don't even need a radio.
No.
You've got it.
You
right
have
there.
Us. And by the way, even when you're not listening to us, keep the stream on. Just turn it down. Just keep that stream.
We love you for it.
Merrily, 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 merrily.
Always
leave on the stream.
Ask your thingy to stream us. Yep. However you can stream us, stream us. Leave it
Radio.
On.
Radio.com. Always leave on the stream. You want to do a round?
Of what?
Of that song.
Oh, I thought you were like going to pass me a whippet or something. I'm like, what do you do?
Oh, no. Well, just sing around.
You?
God, you're such a druggie.
I'm a druggie?
Yes.
I'm not the one who
I know. I'm just trying to get you to sing around with me. Sheesh.
Who do you think in this room has done most recently done a whippet?
It's probably me.
Yeah.
Bren.
When was the last? I told you I went to
Halloween.
Vietnam and I tried that.
Halloween.
Oh, so I was...
Bren is the most reason to do a whip.
I was in Vietnam in October, so Halloween is after.
Ah!
Mofo.
What about the interns?
Nobody
Nicole,
does that,
no?
But you two clowns.
I was my first time trying it.
What if they
threw
tried
the balloon.
It? Don't do it, kids.
Right.
It's bad. I'm telling you, it kills your brain cells. You can feel it. The next day, you are stupider. Is that a word? Doesn't matter. It's too stupid to know. Back to you, Vin.
California has declared coronavirus emergency over the worries of this Grand Princess cruise ship passengers that have all been exposed to the coronavirus.
My throat does feel a little scratchy today. Yes. What? You too?
It could be paranoia.
Vinny won't stop coughing.
I know.
I'm so grateful that I was able to get back to work this week and do all 5 days. But the truth is, I wasn't done. I wasn't better.
Great.
But I got through
the
first 5 days, which is what the doc said. Because I was like, can I go back tomorrow? And he goes, five days.
You can. You certainly can.
5 days from when you felt symptoms, you need to stay away from people.
Yeah.
And I did.
Thank you.
But anyway, I mean, it's weird. The flu's awful. I didn't have a sore throat.
Oh no, I have something different than you. Oh no.
Anyway.
I won't be able to blame you.
Officials are trying to locate hundreds of Californians who disembarked from the Grand Princess ship in San Francisco last month after that trip to Mexico. This is the guy who has the coronavirus and died from it,
right.
Had been on this ship, had been all over the thing. There were passengers that were part of that aren't out there off the coast now.
But they were
all
grubby little hands on every surface.
Right.
Hey, so, and I assume that people fly to San Francisco to get on, or to wherever, to get on these cruises. It's not like these are all just locals. You know, this is getting spread all over the place.
You even heard Sting just the other day say one of the reasons he wanted the last ship here is because this is a major dock area, port. Right. So, people do. And we've seen that thing. It's a hotel on the water.
It's a sideways hotel.
It's a building.
It's a building laying down with a rudder.
I don't know why anyone wants to do that.
I can see why. It does look relaxing. Oof. You go see a bunch of different places.
Relaxing.
All the things Sarah said, it's true.
Yeah. You know, all you can eat shrimp. Who doesn't want that?
Anyway, they're holding the ship now off the coast because they feel like everybody on it's been exposed.
Yeah.
They're going to do some testing, but I'm going to guess a lot of people are going to test positive. A lot. Oh, no. And it moves fast. Amazon.
What a nightmare. You go on a cruise and you're like, this is amazing. We're having a great time. I'm having a great time. It's going to be so fun. We're going to go everywhere. And then we're pulling back in tomorrow, you guys. It's almost time to get off the boat. Oh, wait. We have to stay out here for 21 days.
The thing. Cruises aren't for me, but I'm not against them per se, but you have to know, we've read it in the news a million times, even just something as simple as food poisoning.
Yes. Oh, that's
runs
rampant
through,
too.
Go through the whole ship.
Everybody gets it.
It's just the way
everybody gets the runs.
You're trapped on that thing.
You are.
Really bad PR for cruises here.
Well, it really, they haven't had a couple. I think it all started with that one that ran aground in Italy, right?
Yeah.
Like after that, it just seemed like one bad news story about a cruise ship after another.
Amazon Studios won't be going to South by Southwest conference and festivals.
Oh, are they just because of the
Amazon, coronavirus? Facebook, Twitter, Netflix have all withdrawn from South by Southwest over the coronavirus concerns.
Oh, poor South by Southwest.
Well,
there's a lot of lost revenue.
Seeing it everywhere.
The city, I'm sure, you know, depends on that for a lot of their tourism dollars for the year. That's the tough thing about this. Everyone's just trying to be safe, but it does make a ginormous economic impact.
A new survey asked over 1,000 people. Let me see what the question was. If you offered someone a free, all-expenses-paid cruise right now, would you go? That's the question. A new survey asked over 1,000 people, and 2/3 of us would turn it down.
Oh.
No thanks. No free cruise for me due to coronavirus.
Where's it going?
It's not that. It's, well.
And what's my cabin like? Do I get one of those Class A cabins, you know, with like a sitting room? And
65% of Americans wouldn't go on a cruise right now, even if it was free.
Grand piano.
That includes 77% of people
Spiral
65
staircases.
And older, which is apparently the key demographic. For cruise ships.
Yeah, they are for old people. Mm-hmm. It's nice. You go places without having to really do a lot of walking. You get to go all over the place. And they drop you off.
Okay. Well, that's
come back in 2 hours.
Cements my dislike, but all right.
The ship is exhausting.
Oh, yeah, that's true. The ship is long. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe they can get like a, you know, some kind of people mover or something.
They have a pharmacy on those things?
I don't remember.
Let's hope so.
They
probably sure they have medical. And
they do have medical.
But
they
do they have a pharmacy where someone who's out to sea can say, I dropped my pills in the toilet.
They
I
do.
Need.
I bet they do.
They do.
They have medical.
If you
staff.
Yes, I'll bet you anything that if you were...
they have jail too.
Darn right. Of course they do. A brig. Throw them in the brig.
More than half of people say they'd cancel any international travel plans right now. So it's not just cruise ships.
Yeah,
it's...
I'm worried about. My friends are going to France today. Leaving for 10 days. I'm like, oh boy, have a good trip.
Deb is going. I thought Deb was
no,
going
no.
to Florida.
Deb's going to Florida. Oh, my right. my friend's John Arion.
John Arion?
Yeah. Worried about him, you know?
They have family there?
They do.
Oh, so they're going to see family. In, wow.
They're just, but they're landing. They go out into the countryside, but they land in Paris, I guess.
And Arion's fluent, right?
Oh, she's, right.
It's amazing.
Well, she speaks Russian, too. She's amazing. Love that girl.
Anytime something happens in the world, you can expect someone in porn has decided to make a movie about it.
With an adorably twisted title.
Now there is coronavirus themed porn popping
like
up on all adult streaming sites. They've made more than 100 videos in the past few days.
Sweet and
coronavirus
sicky.
Themed.
Should I look it up?
The mostly amateur videos are people doing it in hazmat suits or surgical masks.
All right.
And people are watching them.
Yeah, that's good. Open sores, maybe? Do they those come with
you
it?
Don't have to.
You know, I'm just trying to think what they might have, you know?
Anyway, it's out there if you're into that. I don't...
I'm not really.
Okay.
What do you got? Give me some of the titles.
I'm just looking at the pictures.
Well, look at the titles. Drag your eyes away from the pictures.
Victim not allowed to leave gets more than he bargained for.
Oh.
Oh, man, that one's... I can't say that one.
One is called Totally Worth It.
Oh, really?
hardcore something with Chinese wearing coronavirus mask.
Oh. Ay, ay, ay.
Yeah, this is a...
Looks good.
It's slightly racist, too, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It would skew that way, wouldn't it? Don't do that, people. Stop it.
Mm. All right.
Take this pill.
Enough
bitch.
Research for now.
The jobs site Zipia ranked all 50 states according to how happy they are based on six factors: depression rates, income, unemployment, hours worked, average commutes, and marriage rates. Oh. Because married people are miserable.
Oh, I thought they were, you were going to say they were happier.
They are. I was just kidding. I was just, you know.
It's nice being married.
You really?
Don't you think?
Well, I'm still talking to you about you. Really?
Yes.
You love it.
I more than love it.
You'd do it again.
In a heartbeat.
In a heartbeat?
Yes. Yes.
All right.
I mean, not to some other random, but marry John again? Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, what about you? How don't you feel happier?
Well, absolutely. You bet.
Yeah, what are you going to say? I mean, come on.
Right. This. Right. Anyway, according to the results, the happiest state in America is Utah.
Really?
Montana.
Clean living. That's what to get there in Utah.
Wisconsin. Oh, here's a good one. Nebraska.
Oh, wow. Somewhere in middle America.
He got it.
He's a heart that matters more. I guess I better turn your ticket in.
He saw it coming from a mile away.
You start listing off states, he gets his Nebraska finger
I'm
ready.
I'm glad you knew. Utah, Montana, Wisconsin, Nebraska.
Omaha. Middle America. We're happy in Middle America.
Yeah. Well, all that is kind of Middle America, right?
Yeah, sure.
Well, not that, Utah, but...
It is. It's in the middle.
Montana,
no coastline there.
Wisconsin. Yeah. Wisconsin's absolutely Middle America. Right.
Well, upper center, I guess.
Hawaii, South Dakota, anyway.
Hawaii. That'd be a good, easy place to be happy, wouldn't it?
Utah.
If you could make it work there. Utah, it's pretty. It's a little too wholesome for me there.
I'd be
like
happy
a dirty
in
underbelly.
Hawaii because I like the water, but if you didn't want to be in the ocean, I don't know why you'd want to be there.
Maybe I just love macadamia nuts,
or
like
pineapple.
With a passion.
Sure.
I can get pineapple here. Well, I can get macadamia. You know what? I'm just going to stay here. I can get all that crap from Hawaii here. Hawaii's nice, though. I was surprised how much I liked it.
I can't believe you haven't gone back.
I can't. Well, apparently, I am not, you know, the whims. My whims do not make the family go. It's the kids. Because you don't want whiny brats.
Why wouldn't they want to go to Hawaii?
I can't think of one reason. But you know why they don't want to go? Because they've never been there. I should drag them there. They'd get out and go, oh, the air. the smells. Oh, the water.
If you took them to a beach in Hawaii, would they go in the ocean?
Of course they would.
Well, then what is the problem?
I don't know. I just, you know, they want to go other places. My kid's like...
Yeah, Reykjavik. What in the... Live in hell?
Yeah, it was good. You know,
it was not. You were in a barn.
No, that was when we stayed in a hotel in Reykjavik.
Where'd you stay? Where was the barn?
Iceland.
Yeah, it was in Iceland.
Oh, they're both in Iceland, though.
But in the barn was, that was, we were out in the country. I think the name of the town was Hella.
Hella. Mm. Hella.
Which was awesome.
In a barn.
Yeah. I don't remember the name of the town.
You could have been in a bikini, string bikini on the beach.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I would have never been in a string bikini on a beach. That simply wouldn't have happened.
Did you just lighten up? Have some fun with your life for once.
You know, I have all the fun I can stand.
You know what makes your neck look great? A bikini.
Go with a lift.
You don't need a lift if you just put a swimsuit on. No one looks at your neck.
Mm.
That's true.
Jesus.
I'll look at it in all the pictures. That and never mind. Just go on.
Some people love wearing Crocs.
Oh, now you got me.
It's Crocs all over her stories.
Freaking love Crocs.
It's funny, I ordered some for the family because we were in need of something to leave outside.
Yeah. They're great.
Well, they're not great, and they're way more expensive than they should be. That's
a little,
for sure.
Right, I know, little pieces of plastic. But the thing is, when we come in the house, we're a shoes-off family, more or less. I don't force guests to take their shoes off.
You don't?
Not if they don't want. I'm just not going to make a thing about it because I just think, why be militant about that? But people see the shoes by the door, and they, generally speaking, will take their shoes off. So we leave our shoes by one door, and then you walk. And then if you want to go out and back, now what are you going to do? Walk to the front door and get your shoes to go out back? No, you slip into the Crocs, and there's 50 pairs of them there. Take any pair. It looks like that'll fit you. Go ahead. Take some Crocs.
You're telling me you have 50 pairs.
No, I have...
6 pairs.
Yeah.
Of different sized...
All different sizes.
Different
Crocs.
Colors too.
Different colors, different sizes.
Different
grab some Crocs. Yeah. No, mine are the only one with charms. Thanks, Bryn. Bryn brought me back charms.
Well, just in time for spring and Easter, Peeps and Crocs have teamed up to make some insane-looking new clogs.
Oh, like the little Easter Peeps?
Bright blue, yellow, or pink, and they each have 3 Peep chicks sticking out of the top of the shoe like Triceratops horns. You don't need to see it.
I need to see it.
Hopefully they're...
I bought these Crocs sandals. Like, you can't really tell they're Crocs. Well, I mean, I suppose, you know, they're plastic. But they're so comfortable and so easy. They just have 2 straps that go over the top, and you can just rinse hose them right off.
Oh,
look at that. Isn't that so cute?
Well, there you go.
That's adorbs.
Huh? $40 to $50 for those.
If you're looking to get me an Easter present, I'll take the yellow ones.
Go with the KFC ones. You want those?
I don't like those as much.
And you're a woman's size 6?
Oh, no. I'm a woman's size 10, baby. Big ass feet.
It's like a man's size 9.
Oh, okay. So you and I have the same size foot.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
So if I ever need to borrow some pumps...
Why don't you try my shoes on right now?
I think you should.
Yeah.
I think they're the same size.
Let's find out. I'll put yours on.
Are you wearing pumps?
No, we're not wearing pumps.
She's wearing those easy slip-ons. Yeah, you know what? I should just film this. Let me see if I can get this on Instagram Live.
Oh, these are
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is going to make a good story on Instagram. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.